Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Welcome to Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. Right now, we're featuring two exceptional vehicles, the new Land Rover Discovery Sport and the new Range Rover Evoque. Both remarkable vehicles, now even more attractive, with special offers during our spectacular May sales event. Maybe you'll pick the Discovery Sport. Great choice. You'll love its effortless performance, versatility, and its aerodynamic British design. And it's available in 5+2 seating. Or choose the new stunning Range Rover Evoque. This baby is a real head-turner, loaded with innovations and Range Rover DNA. Built to go anywhere life takes you. Available in coupe, five-door, and are you ready? A convertible. The Land Rover Discovery Sport and the Range Rover Evoque. Pick your favorite during our spectacular May sales event at Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
17.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Anthony drives one in the air, right center field. Back toward the wall is Broxton and Perez. It's got a chance. Gone.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2:01 for the Chicago Wolves update studio.
I think we were kind of due as a team offensively. We haven't really been doing much, you know, early on here. So, you know, I think it was just a matter of time for us.
Chris Bryant is beginning to feel it. Three homers in his last three games. Eight homers over his last 18. The Cubs have won four of their last five, and they're back at it tonight. Cubs home against San Francisco. John Lackey gets the ball. He's won his last three decisions. The Cubs are just two back of first place Milwaukee in the National League Central, and Bryant will join Bernstein and Goff Wednesday at 2 o'clock. White Sox in Arizona. Miguel Gonzalez and Zach Greinke, the starters. NBA playoffs. Golden State can advance to its third consecutive NBA Finals. The Warriors in San Antonio tonight for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. They lead the series 3-0. Kawhi Leonard still dealing with that ankle injury, likely out again today. NHL playoffs, Anaheim at Nashville for Game 6 of the Western Conference Final. The Predators can advance. They lead the series 3-2. Football Bears OTAs underway this week at Halas Hall. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. This summer, visit the Amstel Light Display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Giants on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Casper.
Cubs win! Cubs win! Time to celebrate!
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Almora back. He is at the wall. He leaps. He caught it! He caught it! Almora! Just robbed Matt Adams of a game tire.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Zobrist deep to right. Gone! Welcome to the leadoff spot.
Lynn Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
The television voice of the Cubs, Len Casper, is on Twitter, at Len Casper. He's on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run Inn off the grill this summer. And he's brought to you by locally crafted Two Brothers Artisan Brewing. Two Brothers wants you to follow your passion and drink theirs. So, Lenny, how come you don't have a cereal yet? Everybody now.
And what would that cereal be?
The Zobrist has it. Rizzo's got it. Everybody's got a cereal. Dave Ross has a cereal. Now there's no like Casper Flakes or anything.
Right. Well, maybe I should go to the oatmeal business or something and stay out of cereal. Maybe. Maybe it's over flooded.
Yeah, stake out some territory,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Len, always good to talk to you. It's funny to me because week to week, watching what Joe is and listening to what he says, when they're not playing well, it's, oh, everything's fine. We're playing well. We're just not getting the wins. And now that they've won 4 out of 5, it's like, would like for us to play an errorless ball game. It's like he could kind of turn it on, you know, when guys may be flying a little bit higher than they should or feel like the market has corrected itself. It's fun watching him do the psychology of managing a clubhouse from week to week.
That's how a lot of coaches and managers roll. When their team is struggling, the last thing they want to do is criticize them. And when they're playing well, I think the last thing they want to do is praise them. I've seen it happen a lot throughout the years. And I think Joe even referenced the public praise, private criticism line, which is true. You know, he has very specific ideas of how he wants some things to be done. You're not going to hear a lot of those things necessarily in the daily briefing with the media, but, you know, I know he has conversations with not only his coaches but his players as well. This team has played a lot better this week. Obviously, wind blowing out has been a good thing for the Cubs, scoring about 8 or 9 runs a game. I know you guys mentioned the weather issue over the weekend, and I was just thinking about the unpredictable nature of forecasts and your iPhone app and all that stuff. We had a rain out in St. Louis, very similar. It was, I think, at 12:45 first pitch, the third game of the season, a Wednesday afternoon. They called the game, I think, around 11 in the morning, and then it didn't rain. We spent an extra day in St. Louis. We had to play the following day. Forecast looked terrible, and we could have, we had like a 4 or 5 hour window in which we could have played. I remember a game in Cincinnati a couple years ago in April. We sat there until about 5:30 because the radar and the forecast looked like we were going to be able to play. And I remember sitting in the rain delay and getting tweets from people saying, why aren't you guys playing? The radar is clear. And these are people looking on their laptop in Chicago at the radar in Cincinnati. And I replied with, I'm sitting in the booth and it's pouring. I'm watching it rain, and they're telling me it's not raining. So it's an inexact science, and the forecast on Saturday looked as bad as it did on Friday, and I don't think we would have even tried to play the game Friday had the forecast not looked as bad as it did on Saturday. I think the thought was, if we don't play today, we may end up not playing the first 2 days of this series. So I think Friday and the fact that it got to be almost unplayable, I think that affected the idea of, you know what, we sat here all day yesterday, we don't want to do it again today. And then, of course, it doesn't rain, and it ends up looking worse than it is.
Well, whether they've meant to or not, the Cubs have now started to troll the Brewers a little bit. There was the Eric Thames stuff from Chris Bosio and from John Lackey, and now a little bit of this. I'm just wondering if if it's getting salty between the two teams.
You know, I don't think so. I think the Brewers were playing well, and they had every right to want to play the game yesterday. And, of course, after the fact, it looks bad because it was a nice day, and they could have played. I don't really mind the kind of pro wrestling stuff, you know, where you make a few comments here or there back and forth. I think it does add to the rivalry a little bit. I do think there's a lot of respect between the two teams, and you know, it remains to be seen if the Brewers can continue this good start. I do think at some point they're probably going to have to go out and acquire some starting pitching. Their offense is very, very good, and everybody right now in that lineup is at their, you know, career best or better. So by the next time we see them in, I believe, July, it will be interesting to see what the standings look like.
Crazy how different this thing feels when you score runs in the first couple of innings, right?
Yeah, that had not been the case for the first 6 weeks or so. The Cubs found themselves trailing, and a lot of their wins were comeback wins in the middle to late innings, and getting out to these early leads has been really good to see. I would assume we'll see a similar lineup this week after what we saw yesterday. It's very subtle. You move Schwarber down one, you put Zobrist in the leadoff spot, and the pitcher goes into the nine spot. I think Ian Happ has really infused this lineup with a lot of energy, and it doesn't look like he's going to head back to the minor leagues now or maybe ever. Who knows what the future holds, but that lineup yesterday is one that I would hold up as good as any in the National League.
And it's when you start to see a great player show you the kind of work ethic that leads to even bigger and better things, it's exciting. And for Chris Bryant to have noted how all of his home runs were to left of center, and already this year, two of his, I believe at least, have been hit to right field. And he spoke, as he was very clear about it, something he wanted to stay through the ball, maybe not rolling over a pitch on the outer half, instead trusting his natural power to serve it out in that direction. But this is what we're seeing, is an already great player not satisfied with his game yet.
I couldn't have said it any better, Dan. And you know, he knows he's really good, and he wants to get better every day. I think we've seen that in his defense since he got to the big leagues. He's made market improvement, I think, at third base, and we've seen it with the offensive approach. And I saw somebody on Twitter, and I totally agree that we've become spoiled. I mean, he's not LeBron James, but it's close, right? Like with LeBron, you expect, other than you know what happened yesterday, when he puts up 45 points,
right,
you end up focusing on one of his teammates who did something good. Yesterday, it's like, oh, I hit two home runs, got hit by a pitch twice, reached five times, but boy, Jake was good, wasn't he? We almost come to expect him to be that good all the time, and when you take a step back and realize he's hit 75 home runs, he's in his third major league season, and he's on a Hall of Fame track, it is really, really impressive.
You know, with all the young players, it feels like, you know, during one of those intermissions at a basketball game or a football game where they have like the races up on the Jumbotron, and whoever's got the popcorn or whoever's got the, you know, the candy, and you're rooting there. It seems like these young players are like, one moves ahead, and you know, of course Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo are going to be in the forefront of all this, but one moves ahead and then another guy comes, and then Ian Happ moves ahead of Wilson Contreras in your heart, and then Addison Russell does his thing. When you talk about these guys and their competitive level, do they have that kind of competitive nature inside that little group of five to six guys too?
I think they do. I don't think it needs to be spoken, but I do think they all push each other. I think they're happy for one another, for each other's success. But yeah, I think, you know, if you're Rizzo, if you're Russell, you look at Chris Bryant as an MVP, and you go, hey, I want to be the MVP one of these years. I think the other thing that happens, and it's natural, you know, as Theo mentioned last week, if people are selling Kyle Schwarber stock, the Cubs are buying. I've seen some people say, well, you know, hell, Addison Russell, we all thought he was going to be great,
right,
but, you know, he's hitting 220-something. These are still really young players, and to expect, you know, just perfect play on both ends for a six-month period is just unrealistic. The league is very good. It's a very hard game to play, and I expect Russell and Schwarber to be just fine. I don't mind seeing these struggles every once in a while, because it does kind of show you, you know, who can handle it, who's got that intestinal fortitude, and I don't think the Cubs are really worried about those guys getting out of it. I think the more intriguing questions are in the starting rotation, and, you know, we saw Jake Arrieta yesterday. I thought he pitched one of his better games of the season. There have been a lot of questions because the numbers haven't been good, and I think when a guy gets to 30, 31 years old in his free agent year with all the mileage on the arm, that to me is going to be the biggest question about the fate of the 2017 Cubs. Is a starting rotation that the last couple of years has been probably the best in the league, kind of maintaining that excellence, and it may come down to whether the Cubs win the division or beyond or not, coming down to the starters. To me, more so than this young offense, which I think is going to score a ton of runs.
So Happ is out of the lineup tonight. Ben Zobrist is leading off in left, and then it's going to be Almora, Bryant, Rizzo, Contreras, Russell, Hayward, Baez and John Lackey pitching and batting ninth. It's interesting, some of the reconfiguration here. I'm not sure what to make.
Facing a lefty.
That's one of the difficult lefty, but they still have Hayward in there, obviously, because he's back and maybe might as well start getting his major league eye back. But when you see that he was willing to demote Schwarber, is that just starting to maybe bend to reality a little bit and saying, okay, because I think, you know Joe, and I think Joe digs in. I think Joe was resistant, just because, you know, I'm right, and I'm gonna be right, and I'm gonna push through this.
But I also think that, quote, demoting him to the two spot is putting him in the best spot in the lineup. I think a lot of managers these days, now Joey Votto hits third for the Reds, but there was a time, I think, last year when he batted second. Because of how hot Zach Cozart's been, you can definitely go with Votto third. But I think that two spot has become a real preferred choice for a lot of managers for their best hitter, and Bryant had been that guy, and now Schwarber. So I don't really see it as a demotion per se. It's just moving down one spot in the lineup. And a lot of times, guys, this is the placebo effect. It may have nothing to do with moving in the lineup, but it's just the idea of changing something. Whether, you know, Jim Deshaies talks all the time about a little mechanical tweak here or there that can be suggested, and it really doesn't affect anything other than a guy's mind that, well, I'm doing something different because I had been struggling, and then if that works, it feels like that's the reason, when in reality it could have just been it was going to change either way. And I think in Schwarber's case, he has hit into some bad luck. The batting average on balls in play is down. I have said to you guys on this show the last couple of weeks, I don't see any alarming things about his approach at the plate that would lead me to believe he's going to bat a .179 this year. And I do think Joe wants to stick with it because he doesn't want to show his players that there's any panic in there.
26 at-bats. We haven't talked to you, at least I haven't talked to you, about Ian Happ since the last time we got a chance to chat. What do you like about his game? What are some things that he'll have to grow with? And what would you say about the young man so far in this short time that you've seen him?
Offensively, he's got it figured out. He's not afraid. He's got a good approach. The heart rate's slow. He doesn't seem to want to go out of the zone. Occasionally, when he commits to airing it out, he's going to swing and miss. But that's what a lot of modern hitters do, and even the best. You know, the Bryce Harpers of the world, they're going to swing and miss. But I think he gets locked in with two strikes. The league will adjust to him. We all know that. The work he's going to need to do is probably on the defensive side of it, but I also think that this coaching staff, they're going to just let him go out, just catch the ball. They're not going to give him too many pointers if they feel that there are certain mechanical things he can do in the outfield to kind of help him get better, because the last thing you want to do is to give him too much to think about the first time kind of around the league. I've been just totally impressed with him. He looks the part. I've had some conversations with him in spring training. He reminds me a lot of Schwarber. He's a very confident guy, but there's a cool confidence in there that borderlines on cocky, but it's not quite to that point. And I think he knows he belongs at this level.
Well, it's going to pose for a possible interesting roster problem here, and I just wonder when all is said and done how Tommy La Stella is going to fit in. I don't know if he's got options left, and I don't know where his head is on possibly once again returning to the minors, but we do know that the roster is very likely to be quite different several months from now, and Ian Happ might force some of these things sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and, you know, Tommy does have options all year. When you have an option, that means you can go up and down as many times as the team wishes, and he's back at Triple-A Iowa now. He's there in case of an injury here, and I view him as a rare guy who can come off the bench and really handle velocity. And
yeah, we've talked about that. I just think when you start talking about playoff-type at-bats or serious September at-bats, La Stella's got value on it, defensively versatile. But the idea, people may laugh at it, but the idea of a left-handed stick that can turn around 96, 97, 98 and has proven that he can hang in there for some of those extended at-bats. I'm not completely dismissing him as mattering on a good team.
No, I'm not either. And that's where that extra pitcher, you know, you might have that debate, that fiery internal debate that usually the pitching coach says, we'd like to have the extra reliever. And the manager goes, yeah, but man, I like having Tommy La Stella here, even just as a total specialist who barely plays on defense but can give me a huge at bat. And because of the playoff type schedule, you're more likely to do it in October if you can get there than you would earlier. But yeah, it's possible. I guess what we're kind of saying here, Dan, is that La Stella may spend most of the year at AAA, only come up when the rosters expand or due to an injury, and then be on the playoff roster even though he hasn't spent the entire year here. I think that's totally within the realm of possibility.
All right, Len, you got the Giants, and they aren't playing giant-like baseball, but they always turn it on because they seem like they're the West Coast Cardinals. So should be a fun, was it four games, right?
Four-game series. Bumgarner and Pence are on the DL. They are a little banged up, but they've won 7 of 9. They're pitching a lot better as of late, and I expect them to have a pretty good run in them to get back into the playoff race.
Len, thank you as always.
All right, guys, and it was Cueto kicking Jason LaRue. Reds Cardinals, and it ended LaRue's career. Bad concussion, and he never fully recovered.
It wasn't the kick Jason kick. Thought of, though. We were still trying to figure out.
I'm still thinking of a flying Afro-Latino, you know, what the through the air, but he was kicking him while he was pinned up against the net, and it was underneath that scrum, so it wasn't that kick, though. And it's not Izzy Alcantara. I'm not thinking about him either, because he's not an Afro-Latino.
We have to find your magical karate Afro-Latino.
On the next episode. Thank you, Len. We appreciate you, man.
Good luck. See you guys.
Len Casper,
presented by
Afro-Latinos?
No.
Oh.
It's presented by presencehealth.org/findadoc. Stuffy nose, fever, could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results. Make an appointment today. presencehealth.org/findadoc. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We got a call from a happy White Sox fan today.
Yes, we did. Dave in Bridgeport.
Oh, right there, central casting.
Yep. He said he's going to sip his beer and be happy about this season because Lou Bob is on the horizon.
Yeah, at some point we got to discuss what happened in the NBA last night, what didn't happen, and the shot that bounced around and fell.
Yeah, and also, there's been a lot of talk about LeVar Ball as of late, and I think the most important thing, I figured out a way to solve this entire thing and do what's best for Lonzo Ball. So before we get out of here, I feel like we should do that as well.
So you're going to have the best interest of Lonzo in mind. Yes. And not, what about...
probably the best interest of the...
LaMelo and LiAngelo, too?
No, the Lakers.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
There you go. You stepped in it now.
Best thing for the Lakers, probably, too.
All that and more. 312-644-6767, Bernstein.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Scores Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. What a difference a game makes. 48 hours after one of the biggest beatdowns in NBA postseason history, a game where the Celtics never led, were down 41 at halftime, and by as many as 50 overall, they went into last night's Game 3 without their best player and then promptly fell behind by 21. Everybody in America was smelling sweep. Finish running these guys over and get on to the trilogy and make us forget how terrible the NBA playoffs have been. It's what everybody wanted. Cavaliers, Warriors. Except nobody bothered telling Boston, who came all the way back. But the last thing Cleveland should be doing is wasting any time and energy with a squad that lost its best player and has no chance of winning this series anyway. Rest, recover, do it again in Game 4, and get ready to defend your title against the Warriors. The Cavs should know much better than this. Trust me, the Warriors do. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
And he doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two. Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome to Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. Right now, we're featuring two exceptional vehicles. The new Land Rover Discovery Sport and the new Range Rover Evoque. Both remarkable vehicles, now even more attractive, with special offers during our spectacular May sales event. Maybe you'll pick the Discovery Sport. Great choice. You'll love its effortless performance, versatility, and its aerodynamic British design. And it's available in 5+2 seating. Or choose the new stunning Range Rover Evoque. This baby is a real head-turner, loaded with innovations and Range Rover DNA, built to go anywhere life takes you. Available in coupe, five-door, and are you ready? A convertible, the Land Rover Discovery Sport, and the Range Rover Evoque. Pick your favorite during our spectacular May sales event at Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Dan, at WOW, we practice a thing called empathy.
Empathy?
If I pinch your arm, I know what it feels like, right?
Right.
Empathy is like that, but with feelings on the inside.
Oh, I think I've had empathy before.
Good. Now imagine having empathy for everyone.
Get nicer than nice customer service and WOW Internet starting at just $29.99 a month. Limited time only. Get started at WOWWay.com. WOW. That's better. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or AudiOrlandPark.com. That's AudiOrlandPark.com.
Who has the finest burgers in Chicagoland? Kuma's Corner. Ron Kane here, president of Kuma's. On Wednesday, May 24th, we open our newest West Loop location. Kuma's, crowned the city's best burgers by the Chicago Tribune, has been serving up beef, bacon, and craft brews and is now grilling in the West Loop and Fulton Market neighborhoods. Come feast on the planet's best burgers at Kuma's West Loop, Avondale, Lakeview, Schaumburg, and in Indy, or go to kumascorner.com. When you think burgers, think Kuma's.
Stop by Lowe's Memorial Day Savings event and kick off your summer projects early. Now save $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate at Lowe's. And also save $10 on a Troy-Bilt gas trimmer, now for just $89. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 5/17 through 5/31. Exclusions apply. Troy-Bilt offer valid 5/10 through 5/15. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Beer, sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Approaching 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
This is where we made our hay last year, was at Wrigley. We have not played that well here yet this year. I expect that we will. We've done better in this homestand, but we're still not playing our best baseball. I mean, that was a nice 13-run game, whatever. But you know, my perfectionism comes in the fundamentals of the game. That's what I like to see.
Joe Maddon's Cubs finally above the 500 mark at home. They're 11-10 now at Wrigley Field. The Cubs continue their homestand tonight, hosting San Francisco. John Lackey takes the mound for the Cubs against a Giants team that struggled this season. San Francisco 19-26 this year, but the Giants have won 7 of their last 9 coming in. Ben Zobrist leads off again tonight. Kyle Schwarber not starting, with the Giants going with lefty Ty Block. White Sox in Arizona, Miguel Gonzalez and Zach Greinke the starters. NBA playoffs, Golden State can advance to its third consecutive NBA Finals. The Warriors in San Antonio tonight for Game 4, the Western Conference Finals. They lead the series 3-0. NHL playoffs, Anaheim at Nashville for Game 6 of the Western Conference Final. The Predators can advance. They lead the series 3-2. Football, Bears OTAs are underway this week at Halas Hall. Vikings coach and Lockport native Mike Zimmer is taking the next few weeks off to recover from his 8th surgery on that troublesome right eye. Being a fan takes energy, so at B-Dubs, they serve fan favorites for a limited time, like barbecue pork, grilled cheese, or the buffalo loaded tots to keep you energized for game day. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Giants on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mark.
Sometimes dad turns out to be right.
Caramel M&M.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
But he doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two. Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Live life in the go.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also, a live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. You get one of these snazzy hats right here.
Yeah, that's
if you're
nice
checking
one.
This out. Yeah, man, I got my black one and I got my white one. The Chicago hats with the big block lettering of Chicago, mm-hmm. and then the Sox emblem on the side. And then you got the Chicago flag to make sure that everybody knows I'm true to the shy, not new to the shy. Oh, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, all right, so you're gonna have to explain that.
We're gonna have to address this person before we do anything else. All right, before there is any other sports radio business. This is from the 847.
Yes.
At any point did Len Jordan Casper say he was sorry? 40,000 people show up to pay for parking, have lunch. My 10-year-old could tell the rain was going to end. You guys didn't let him off the mat. Let's all toe the company line.
So he was heave sorry.
Ho, heave ho. Let me tell you something. Anybody got to say nothing
what?
To
He's
you or your snot nosed kid.
Seriously, right? I don't care about your damn kid.
If your 10-year-old's day was ruined, guess what? As a daddy, you make the day better. And if your 10-year-old's day was ruined for that, then you got other issues. You should say, hey, man, guess what? They will not be able to play this game, but we got 3 hours to do whatever we'd like to do. We are in the city. Maybe you come down here to Illinois and Columbus. You go over there to For the Win. You play some games. Maybe you take them to a movie. But Len Casper nor the Cubs need to apologize to your silly ass. It is not about that. You had a great summer day that you can go do some things.
And it says on the back of your ticket that this could happen.
What are we doing here?
You were warned.
What are we doing here?
Look, I've said
maybe
this.
Maybe you really want the apology, and your kid was like, all right, let's go do something else, Dad.
I guarantee you, your kid's more resilient than you are. And
or he was like, when are you going to drop me back off at Mom's? I hate you.
Well, I always have had this discussion, whether it's a game we're going to or whether a game he's playing. My kid was disappointed. He had two of his own games rained out. The sun was shining, but the fields were unplayable. It rained overnight, and the little league fields don't drain like big league fields, so they couldn't play in the soup. And ever since he was 4 years old, is hey, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose,
dude.
Sometimes it rains,
dude.
And that is a fact of baseball, and that's it. And once you know that, you deal with it.
Maybe I didn't have a similar upbringing to some of the people I see react negatively to these kinds of situations, but anytime I went anywhere with my father, I understood that the time was going to be with me and my dad, and if something got canceled or if we couldn't do it, I didn't cry, I didn't you know, put up a fit, I didn't act a fool out in public. I just, all right, where are we going to next, Pops? I'm with you. Like, me and Brendan have talked about this quite often because we both have foreign-born parents. Maybe I am out there in left field with this, but I don't get the whole, like, being so disappointed that I'm going to act out someone needs to explain to my 7-year-old. No, they don't.
No.
All you have to do is say, hey, man, we were planning on doing this today.
Go see a movie.
It kind of sucks that we can't do it today, but we got the whole day to ourselves.
Go
now.
See Guardians of the Galaxy.
We can go figure it out.
Go fishing.
Yeah, we can go bowling.
Golfing.
Oh, dude, I used to, when Greg and I would go out and be like, all right, we got to take the kids. Cool, let's take the kids somewhere. We'd go bowling and we'd hurt our arms and we'd have a couple of beers.
And then you go play a little air hockey and then you go play some video games and eat some popcorn and go to the machine with the claw and try to win something.
And your ticket, you'll still be able to go to the game that is made up.
Right. You'll still have a ticket.
You'll be fine. Don't do that to yourself.
You know, and I'll also say this too. If your kid is 7, enjoy it while you can. Enjoy.
Oh, they're getting ready to hate you soon.
Enjoy the ability. Not even that, but like I said.
They're getting ready to not want to be
like
around
I said,
you as much.
Saturday, I'm like, hey, man, let's go to Arlington. Yeah. Let's go to Arlington. No, I don't want to. Come on, man, let's go to Arlington. I don't want to. I'm tired. I just want to lie around. I'm like, oh, fine, whatever. And then I say, hey, let's go see Alien.
Oh, the Covenant movie? Did you like it?
I haven't seen it yet. I want company. I'm happy to go to a movie alone.
That's it.
But like, I was bad. Like, I made him go see King Kong with me.
It's your guy.
I made him like you. Dude,
this
said,
is what we're doing
you
today.
You are coming with me to see King.
I guess so.
I said here.
He's paying his monthly payments with you.
Right. I said we go see it and you don't like it. He's like, well, wait a sec. I'll go if
right,
I can get
deal?
Popcorn. I can get nachos. I can get a large lemonade.
Live it up.
I said, fine.
Yeah.
I said, I will get
it's
you.
Your stomach.
I will get you the biggest lemonade. My only rule is you are not walking out of the movie to use the bathroom. So budget your giant lemonade.
Oh so the kid's, well, the kid's to, bladder is exploding right there. He's like,
that
how
was,
much longer?
No, that was simply a matter of clawing something back in the negotiation. I couldn't get rolled into the
Burnsy,
negotiation.
Burnsy negotiating with this kid instead of just giving him what he wants.
I had to claw something back. It sucked. I'm like, hey, let's go see Alien. Come on. And I'm texting him like the alien emoji, like the Space Invaders emoji. Stop texting me.
you're stopping the video that I'm trying to watch every time you text me.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, but
enjoy it while you can. When your kid is 7, you say, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a special rainout adventure. And because the Cubs got rained
get
out,
creative,
we're going to do something different.
Yeah, I don't, and I'm not.
Go to the aquarium.
I'm not being one of these guys like, you're the boss of your family, and that kid's not a human, so he has to do what you want him to do. Sometimes that may be the case, but in this case, hey, man, Just tell your kid, hey, dude, we can't do what we planned on doing. Sometimes life does this to you. Trust me, by the time you are 17 or 18, you will understand what grown-ups have to go through when they have to make different plans. But asking Lynn Casper to apologize
to me and my kid and then sign an autograph shortly thereafter.
Like, come on, man. You're better than that, hopefully.
This is Tony and Mattson on the score. Hey, Tony.
Hey, first of all, I did the claw about 20 times this weekend at a hotel with my daughter. Spent about $20 on that. So
what'd you get, though?
Oh, God, it was like a little 25-cent stuffed fish.
Of course.
I don't know. It's a stupid thing.
Yeah, but a win's a win, though. A $20 stupid stuffed
fish, is there a monetary, like, note that you will not go past? Is $20, like, did you get it on 20, or you like, were you ready, were you willing to go to 50, Tony?
No, you know what? We got it on the first try.
You kept going?
Yeah, she wanted to keep going.
No.
She suckered you.
Yeah, that's what you say. See, Tony, I had the problem that my son won the first time he ever played. He got a Detroit Tigers New Era hat. Mm-hmm. And I said, and it, so
you're in there.
Right. I'm like, dude, I said, dude, you're not supposed to win. Like, you got a horseshoe up your hiney. Like, never play again.
Right.
Never.
How much does that hat cost you now?
Oh, yeah, I don't even. Incalculable.
Because they keep coming back. Yeah.
I want to have a LeBron thought, but I got a real quick claw story. As stupid as this is, I was in Florida one time at a restaurant, and there was a little commotion over who was there, and it was David Cone.
Okay.
Now listen to this. And David Cone gave whoever, the manager or owner, I don't know, $500 or $1,000, and they opened up that machine and passed it out to all the kids there.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But is that fun though?
No.
Yeah. Like,
hey,
is that?
Oh man, I just
is
I,
that was that was hot. In the
I will
streets?
Tell you this,
like,
Tony.
You just, all right, go enjoy yourself.
You know what? Years ago, there was one of our favorite. There's a restaurant in Highland Park called Goodman's, right off of there, off of Skokie Road, and I won a knife in one of those,
back when you can trust kids with knives,
actual pocket knife. That stayed in my fishing tackle box for 15 years.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Guess so I had to read that.
You used to be able to put in a dollar or a quarter and get a knife.
Interesting.
Not really. You don't have to lie.
There it is, Tony. Best call of the day so far. Okay, Only the second, though.
Can I make a LeBron stuff?
Yes, you can do it. It's your world.
Okay, thank you. I do think LeBron, to me, he's the second greatest player of all time and probably the greatest talent ever, so I don't want to come off like I'm slamming LeBron.
I got you.
I think two things that really separate LeBron from Jordan is, one, free throw shooting. That is a huge thing in LeBron's game.
Tony, that's been my gripe with him from the beginning, because any superior player, especially a wing guy, I need you to be at 80%.
Major thing is, with LeBron, as great as he is, and he's phenomenal, if he doesn't start off games well, and he could tell maybe he's not shooting the ball well, other players, the Kobe's, the Jordans, they shoot themselves out of it, and they are killers and scorers.
Yeah, but Tony, that's not his wiring.
That's not his makeup.
He's a facilitator. He came out like gangbusters in game one after having that layoff of like 9 days or whatever it was, and you're like, all right, this is crazy, because LeBron is just bursting with energy, but he gets people involved early. I mean, he's scoring 27, 28 a game career, but it's not because he's a scorer. I've always had this conversation with people, like, LeBron's not a natural scorer. He is a guy who scores because he's talented, but he's a natural facilitator.
Or he scores because it's the right play at any given point.
Exactly.
It's the right basketball thing for him to do.
So, Tony, when you talk about guys shooting their way back into the game, and I appreciate you, Tony, and you don't have to couch it that much, because we know your resume here. You've made, you know, measured basketball opinions, but the Bitter Basketball Club, they reconvened last night, and everybody came out for LeBron again. It was quite the thing.
If they're selling LeBron stock, I'm buying.
Yeah, all day long.
John and Joliet is on the score. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, guys. For the life of me, I'll never figure out why we fans think that organizations owe us something when we're the ones that choose to follow that team. I mean, opening day for the White Sox, we went, we knew it was going to rain, and, you know, whatever happened. But I think people like that think that they deserve an apology or something, they should have met my dad, because when my dad would just give us that 1970 old school look, you just knew when to shut up and just sit in the back seat and mind your own business.
All right, John.
Give him the look.
Just a look, huh? Okay. All right. I got you. Yeah, but that was the thing.
I went to maybe two ball games, two basketball games with my dad, I believe, and a few football games, but that was when I got older. But we didn't go to a lot of games. Mm-hmm. But whenever it was time for us to go do something, I understood, like, yo, I'm hanging with my dad. Like, I feel right. like a grown-up. I'm hanging with the boys. Or I'd go over one of his friends' houses for a barbecue or something. It was like, this is what we're doing today. Like, it never dawned on me, like, oh, my God, our plans got ruined, or we have to go do something else now. It was always about the moment right. of hanging with your pops.
I'll never forget when I was a little kid, and I learned the word misadventure. And I think we were going to some, it was one of these little fly-by-night carnivals or something we'd seen by the side of the road or something the day before. Like, okay, let's go to that carnival. And we went, and it had packed up and gone. And it was just it was just a park again. It was like, it disappeared. Where is it? There's supposed to be a carnival. And I was all excited. I was riding in the car. We were supposed to, it was like a Ferris wheel and all this. And it's not here anymore.
What
and,
now?
Right.
And make a Ferris wheel, Dad.
No, but he said, you know what? Sometimes you have a misadventure.
Sure.
And I said, okay. And he said, you know what we need now? And I said, what? He goes, cheeseburgers.
That's it. Make it happen.
That's all. All he did was just, he just said, we have to have cheeseburgers right now. Where do you want to go?
This, you're still the same little idiot that played with, you know, shiny objects as a kid, whether it be the toy they bought you or the keys. Mm-hmm. It was just because it was there and you had something to do.
Figure it out.
Yeah, you presented something. All right, this is taken away from me. Oh, damn those Cubs. And we've got people texting in for saying that they didn't make it publicly known until the last minute and all those other things.
They're trying to get the game in, and then they're figuring out what to do, and then it's publicly known, and sorry.
You're in Wrigleyville. You're not too far away from the Lincoln Park Zoo. You're not too far away from anything downtown that you like to do. If you drove, especially if you drove in from somewhere, make your time valuable. Like, all right, this is what you do. You come downtown, you pay $30 for parking.
Go to Navy Pier.
And you walk around. You hang out
of the aquarium.
You actually talk to your kid. You know, like
that's nice,
right?
Too.
Like do something else.
Speaking of cheeseburgers, if that got you excited for cheeseburgers,
I love cheeseburgers.
How about this? When we come back, we're going to give away a $20 gift card to the Billy Goat Tavern.
Oh,
that's what we'll do for you, because we're Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
World champion Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks with the Spiegel and Parkin Show tomorrow at noon on the Score.
I think my job is to coach the coaches more than anything and have the coaches coach the players. If you don't empower your coaching staff, all your success will eventually go away.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm, here to help life go right, and by Sam Adams.
Sports. Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my friends over at Chevrolet. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have it all? Well, the all-new 2018 Equinox was designed with your needs and wants in mind. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. You know, this is the time of year where I start to think about those baseball road trips I want to go on, and the Equinox brings the most up-to-date entertainment features to help those car trips go by with ease. I'm telling you, the 2018 Equinox has available 4G LTE Wi-Fi and is compatible with both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto to help keep your summer soundtrack rolling no matter where you're going. And have you guys heard about the My Chevrolet mobile app? Well, you can use your smartphone to turn your engine on and off, lock and unlock those doors, and even use it to punch in those directions. No more fumbling around with 10 different apps at once. The Equinox gives you the one thing that's so hard to find, and that's peace of mind. With 10 available safety features, including automatic braking, the Equinox has the ability to keep you safe and confident every mile along the way. It's the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox. It has everything you need to do everything you want from the most awarded car company 3 years in a row. Go check out my friends at Chevy and do it.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain an approved certified pre-owned Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years? And did you know right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can buy a 2013 certified pre-owned Range Rover Evoque for only $29,995? And did you know approved certified pre-owned Land Rover models include a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a 165-point inspection, and 24/7 roadside assistance? Isn't it time you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Stock number P14058, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale or in-use date. See Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago for details. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at Marines.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Get to JCPenney and celebrate savings at our Memorial Day sale. Save up to 35% with major appliance hot deals on your favorite brands like GE, Samsung, and LG. Plus, 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. GE, G, Profile, GE, Cafe, and Hire, limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 5/17-67. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. And right now at Westfield Ford, get 0% APR financing for 72 months and a brand new 2017 Escape. Or save $5,062 off MSRP.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All four rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Savings from MSRP. Example MSRP, $30,925, based on $13.88 per thousand finance. See dealer for details. Offers expire 5/31/17.
Stop by Lowe's Memorial Day Savings event and kick off your summer projects early. Now save $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate at Lowe's. And also save $10 on a Troy Built gas trimmer, now for just $89. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 5/17 through 5/31. Exclusions apply. Troy Built offer valid 5/10 through 5/15. While supplies last, U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And watch 670thescore.com after another beautiful weekend in the city. You know, the weather cooperated for most of the weekend. There was some rain every once in a while. But we're getting closer and closer to summertime. I can't wait. Memorial Day is coming up. You know, you get that real baseball glow about yourself where it's like, all right, guys, entertain me. I'm here now. There's nothing else going on.
Yeah, it all sounds great, but the problem is the bullets.
Well, you don't have to worry about the bullets.
That's not true. So right up in Jefferson Park, there was three guys threw down.
I was saying it a couple of years ago when I came back. I'm like, just wait. It'll come a little bit too far north for everybody, and then all of a sudden there'll be a crime problem. And that's been happening slowly but surely over the last year.
It's sort of like when the heroin problem got to Appalachia and middle America. Then, wait a second.
Hey, this is really more of a health crisis
than a crime issue.
Do you see the amount of white people who are dropping dead off of these drugs?
This isn't really crime. Yeah. It's more public health.
Yeah.
Now it is.
Then you get like the soccer mom who's in front of like, you know, WGN's camera is like, this doesn't happen around here.
It does.
It might, yeah, it does.
Yeah,
a little bit more often than you think. So yeah, man, the summertime is almost here. Sox fans have nothing to be mad about for the first time in about 7 or 8 years, and Cubs fans are filling themselves again because they beat up on the Reds and the Brewers like they should, and now you keep it moving.
Caller 7 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700.
What do they get?
We'll win a $20 gift card to the famous Billy Goat Tavern. Now with 7 Chicagoland locations. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Oh, my grandfather, my granddad Ralph, I don't know what he knew about Chicago's history, but for some reason, that was something that he always used to say to me as a kid, and I had no idea what the hell he was
talking
about. Yeah. And I'm like, is Granddad Ralph drunk again? Like, what's going on here? Like, do I have to rifle through his pockets for change? Is it about that time now where he gets a little nippy bottle and he goes to sleep? Because he would just scream that out for no reason, and then I came to understand the whole Billy Goat Tavern and all that other stuff. But yeah, so you get $20? $20?
A lot of food there.
Yeah. Get yourself a few burgers, you know, maybe they sell milkshakes there. When's the last time you had a milkshake?
Mine brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, this is the second one this hour, Tanny. Like the dad. Yeah, the dad level
and
is.
And I'm like, it's better than yours.
The dad level is at radioactive levels right now.
I thought Pedro Strop was pretty clever.
It was.
When you're talking about the actual thing that sharpens a razor,
what you're referring to, but the way you dropped it on us, like, is as if you looked at the camera, like, I got you. It wasn't the subtle Burnsy drop that usually. Yeah, it was a little.
Yeah, I sort of debuted it to. It was a hard launch.
Yeah, right.
You guys start doing the Mr. Roper pan over to the 6-7 The Score webcam.
Where you just look. You break that, what is it, the fourth wall or whatever it is? Yeah, you dropped it on us kind of heavy.
The Norman Fell take.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You gave us a little bit too much, you know? Like, yeah, we don't need you to whiteboard your references. Just drop the joke on us and keep it moving. All right, so would you like to talk about the Bitter Basketball Club here at the top of the hour?
The Bitter Basketball Club shall be called to session.
Because I love the people out there who can't wait to, look at your boy LeBron. Yep, you jock rider. And then I put my hands under my chin and go, this is the man who over the last 14 years has made you root for at least 20 different teams that he has eliminated because you are a real fan. So the Bitter Basketball Club convened last night, and we will talk about them and you if you are one of them when we come back.
This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Ooh, limited time only at participating restaurants. So basketball.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Gamertag Radio is headed to E3 2017.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo direct from the convention center floor.
What are the plans for Microsoft? We're going to see more new titles from Sony PlayStation. And how about Nintendo? Interviews, roundtable discussion, previews, hand-on impressions, and more.
E3 2017 coverage on Gamertag Radio.
June 11th through the 15th. GamertagRadio.com or play.it/Gamertag.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising. One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivor's ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand. Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!